At that time, we didn't have any bus service. We had to walk
Yeah, up and down.
from the West Park area up the hill to St. Clair.
Yeah, it's called
And
Qualheim.
well, the lower part was Qualheim,
Qualheim.
and then we walked that hill.
Yeah, and
Taking us.
the hill was quite long and quite steep.
Well, you
Yeah, I went up.
playground,
Yeah.
the new area. But anyway, over the years, they finally started some bus transportation, mainly for the workers, more than I think for the children
Yeah.
for school, because we had to walk down to catch our school buses.
Yeah.
We
I
had
thought I
to,
remembered that.
yeah, we had
Walk
to go
down to West
down
Park.
to West Park to take the school buses
Yeah.
to get to school. They never did have any buses for the children up to pick us up for school.
And I don't remember what year the bus started running up the hill. They used to have a Navy Yard bus
Yeah, that was the one
to
that
come up
would
and get
pick up the
the Navy Yard
workers.
workers.
It started not long after we got
Got
there.
there, yeah.
And actually, for a while, it was only running early in the morning and late in the evening. In other words, picking up the workers to get them to work, coming back later in the evening when they got off from work. And so then, I don't know, eventually they started some bus transportation, but I don't know what year that probably was in 45, but
Yeah,
they really started
yeah.
getting something going.
As I got older, 16, I started working. I had a milk truck used to come up there and deliver Golden Guernsey milk. And Wayman and I and a couple other guys were walking. So I went and jumped on the truck and asked him, the driver, did he want me to deliver some milk to the house up there? And so I ran some milk up to the house, come back. He said, how would you like to work with me? I said, sure. So I delivered milk up there for about 2 years, something like that. And he'd come pick me up from Koontz Junior High, and I'd go on some of his other routes with him. So,
I forgot all about that.
So you could say you got your first start in
His
your
first job was
your
as a milk.
job.
Well, actually, I think I delivered some paper to Sun up there too, because I know Miss Greer. I did deliver paper to Miss Greer's house, and she was
You
right.
know,
She was right on
Quincy
the.
and then
Yeah, she was
had
right
the
on the other
paper
side of.
route, so you guys were all probably
Well,
doing it
Quincy had the
together. He had the
Seattle
Seattle
Post
Times.
Intelligence, I think. He delivered up there at 5 o'clock. I always remember that because he had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That was that was some hustle. You have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get out there in that rain, and deliver paper, you know. And it wasn't as organized the way it is today. You know, they come the paper now comes wrapped in a plastic
Plastics.
bag, you know, and rubber band around it until you just toss it to the porch. But those people up there, some of them, they wanted their paper inside their screen door, you know. So you had to get off your bicycle or whatever you were doing and stick that paper in their screen door.
So it wouldn't go bad too.
Yeah. And of course, we lived up there, you know, a segregated hill. So, you know, the city didn't really bring anything to offer us either, like a little play field or anything like that. You know, the city just ignored us completely as kids, no preparation whatsoever. You know, usually when you build a housing project like that, usually the government or somebody nowadays the government put play areas in there for the children, you know. So it was a sad affair for young people up there. And you know, of course, what we did most of the time, that's where I met my best friend Wayman. Wayman and I have been lifetime friends. And that's how we made out. We just teamed up as with friends, different friends, and then we went and explored the whole
The whole
hill,
hill.
the woods, the whole works.
Old restaurant that was right on the corner from the Y. That's before all
That
the new
little
terminal.
corner,
It's a
triangle,
little corner restaurant right there. And she and I went in to get, we were going to get something to eat. And we sat there and people were coming in and they were waiting on them. They weren't But the waitress wasn't even coming to us. So finally, you know, Gertrude looked at me and I looked at her, and so I, you know, I don't know if it was she that spoke or I spoke, you know, can we get some help? We were ignored. I mean, it was like, you know, no, you're not going to get any. They didn't say it, but they didn't do it.
Do it, yeah.
So finally, Gert looked at me and I looked at Gert and I said, well, Gert, come on, we'll go find someplace else to go eat. Now that told me then, you know, But then that was the first time I had, all the years we had lived in Bremerton, that was the first time I ever went in there. And I thought, well, whew. And you feel horrible when something like that happens,
Well, you know, when the clubs there, you know, when I worked at Palace downtown, they always bought the Palace, and I worked at Palace, I was able to see how the whites shifted. Like if blacks started influxing the Palace, they would shift and go down to Bremer's place.
Oh.
And then if they started going into Bremer, the blacks started going into Bremer, they would shift
and
go back to the Palace. Yeah. So the blacks actually had them running back and forth.
So one way or the other, they're going to find out, you're not going to get this as much as you wanted. We're going to show you. And that's their fear. That's their fear that you're going to take over their territory. And it's not that anybody, we want to take over their territory. We just feel that we can be a part of this and we are just, but see, I think with me, I guess I never paid too much attention.
Well, see, we just wanted to be able to drink and socialize. But see, they couldn't stand for the blacks to be dancing with their white women, see. They didn't like the blacks dancing with the white women.
Well, it was not so much that you wanted to be dancing with their white women.
Well, some of them did. Some of them didn't want to dance with them.
Some of them pushing a little bit further,
right? Yeah, yeah. They didn't like that. That was no good for them.
I just feel but I can remember Mama telling me all the time, don't ever feel you're any lesser than anyone else. Don't care what color their skins are. God made you and He gave you a brain. And you can be and do anything you want to do as long as you set your mind to it. And the thing about it, carry yourself respectfully and demand respect.
Quincy was so tied up in his music, and even at a young age, he was tied up in that music.
It's
you know?
True.
I read some of his book, but they were talking about him, how he used to slip in the place.
He found a piano at the center.
Well, they had a stage, so they had the piano.
That's right.
And they showing even where he ate up a pie or stole a
pie.
I'm telling y'all.
You remember some of those incidents too.
And they showing that in the thing. They got a big old pie sitting there.
It's
going to be nice.
I'll tell you, when we got home, nothing was safe.
I really cannot say that I was unhappy about St. Clair itself, except when we first saw it. But then after you got there and you got used to it, you met all the kids, and we were, all of us were friends up on that hill. And, you know, life went on. And when I think about, when we were in New Orleans, you know, our folks had a chance to come up here and do something with their lives, other than, because the only thing you could do down south was to either work as maids or either work in the tavern. Because Mama, most of her jobs was doing maid work or working in taverns as a waitress or, you know, that type of thing. And that's all they had.
Yeah, there wasn't much money in that.
And there was no money in it. Because then that's why when Mom and Dad divorced, Mom had to work all these little extra jobs so that we could survive.
Yeah.
And then when we came up here, she could work the Navy Yard.
Yep.
And make all
And then getting us away from down south.
Yes.
She knew that was trouble. That Yasa and Nosa stuff wasn't going too hot for us.
No.
Especially Lucian.
Oh. Lucian got into the Navy. He got into the service before we left to come up.
Yeah, I had to sign his papers.
Earl Junior instead of Earl Senior.
Look at
that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I had to sign his paper.
way or the other, he probably couldn't even sign. I don't think Daddy could read or write.
No, that's a nuisance paper.
Yeah, it was, but see, I didn't know that. But I didn't need to. I learned something at 72 years old.